Today is the 13th day of November. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you today. I'm pretty much feeling back. We were on quite an adventure, and I'm looking forward to just continuing the journey and seeing how it all integrates into all of our time spent in the scriptures over the coming weeks, months, years, maybe even decades, I hope. But I am grateful to be here today. Today, this 20th time that we've come to November 13th. And this 20th time through the book of Ezekiel. Today, we will read Ezekiel chapters 27 and 28. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, take up a lament concerning Tyre. Say to Tyre, situated at the gateway to the sea, merchant of peoples on many coasts. This is what the sovereign Lord says. You say, Tyre, I am perfect in beauty. Your domain was on the high seas. Your builders brought your beauty to perfection. They made all your timbers of juniper from Senir. They took a cedar from Lebanon to make a mast for you. Of oaks from Bashan they made your oars. Of cypress wood from the coasts of Cyprus they made your deck, adorned with ivory. Fine embroidered linen from Egypt was your sail and served as your banner. Your awnings were of blue and purple from the coasts of Elisha. Men of Sidon and Arvad were your oarsmen. Your skilled men, Tyre, were aboard as your sailors. Veteran craftsmen of Byblos were on board as shipwrights to caulk your seams. All the ships of the sea and their sailors came alongside to trade for your wares. Men of Persia, Lydia, and Put served as soldiers in your army. They hung their shields and helmets on your walls, bringing you splendor. Men of Arvad and Elek guarded your walls on every side. Men of Gamad were in your towers. They hung their shields around your walls. They brought your beauty to perfection. Tarshish did business with you because of your great wealth of goods. They exchanged silver, iron, tin, and lead for your merchandise. Greece, Tubal, and Meshech did business with you. They traded human beings and articles of bronze for your wares. Men of Beth Togarmah exchanged chariot horses, cavalry horses, and mules for your merchandise. The men of Rhodes traded with you in many coastlands were your customers. They paid you with ivory tusks and ebony. Aram did business with you because of your many products. They exchanged turquoise, purple, fabric, embroidered work, fine linen, coral, and rubies for your merchandise. Judah and Israel traded with you. They exchanged wheat from Anith and confections, honey, olive oil, and balm for your wares. Damascus did business with you because of your many products and great wealth of goods. They offered wine from Helbon, wool from Zaar, and casks of wine from Izal in exchange for your wares. Wrought iron, cassia, and calamus. Dedan traded in saddle blankets with you. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar were your customers. They did business with you in lambs, rams, and goats. The merchants of Sheba and Reama traded with you. For your merchandise, they exchanged the finest of all kinds of spices and precious stones and gold. Haran, Canaan, and Eden, and merchants of Sheba, Ashur, and Kilmad traded with you. In your marketplace, they traded with you beautiful garments, blue fabric, embroidered work, and multicolored rugs with cords twisted and tightly knotted. the ships of Tarshish serve as carriers for your wares. You are filled with heavy cargo as you sail the sea. Your oarsmen take you out to the high seas, but the east wind will break you to pieces far out at sea. Your wealth, merchandise, and wares, your mariners, sailors, and shipwrights, your merchants and all your soldiers and everyone else on board will sink into the heart of the sea on the day of your shipwreck. The shorelands will quake when your sailors cry out. All who handle the oars will abandon their ships. The mariners and all the sailors will stand on the shore. They will raise their voice and cry bitterly over you. They will sprinkle dust on their heads and roll in ashes. They will shave their heads because of you and will put on sackcloth. They will weep over you with anguish of soul and with bitter mourning. As they wail and mourn over you, they will take up a lament concerning you. Who was ever silenced like Tyre, surrounded by the sea? When your merchandise went out on the seas, you satisfied many nations. With your great wealth and your wares, you enriched the kings of the earth. Now you are shattered by the sea in the depths of the waters. Your wares and all your company have gone down with you. All who live in the coastlands are appalled at you. Their kings shudder with horror, and their faces are distorted with fear. The merchants among the nations scoff at you. You have come to a horrible end and will be no more. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man. Say to the ruler of Tyre, this is what the sovereign Lord says. In the pride of your hearts, you say, I am a god. I sit on the throne of a god in the heart of the seas. But you are a mere mortal and not a god, though you think you are as wise as a god. Are you wiser than Daniel? Is no secret hidden from you? By your wisdom and understanding, you have gained wealth for yourself and amassed gold and silver in your treasuries. By your great skill in trading, you have increased your wealth. And because of your wealth, your heart has grown proud. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because you think you are wise as a god, I am going to bring foreigners against you, the most ruthless of nations. They will draw their swords against your beauty and wisdom and pierce your shining splendor. They will bring you down to the pit, and you will die a violent death in the heart of the seas. Will you then say, I am a god, in the presence of those who killed you? You will be but a mortal, not a god, in the hands of those who slay you. You will die the death of the uncircumcised at the hands of foreigners. I have spoken, declares the sovereign Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man. Take up a lament concerning the king of Tyre and say to him, this is what the sovereign Lord says. You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom, and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you. Carnelian, chrysolite and emerald, topaz, onyx and jasper, lapis lazuli, turquoise and beryl. Your settings and mountings were made of gold. On the day you were created, they were prepared. You were anointed as a guardian cherub, for so I ordained you. You were on the holy mount of God. You walked among the fiery stones. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created till wickedness was found in you. through your widespread trade, you were filled with violence and you sinned. So I drove you in disgrace from the Mount of God, and I expelled you, guardian cherub, from among the fiery stones. Your heart became proud on account of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. So I threw you to the earth and made a spectacle of you before kings. By your many sins and dishonest trade, you have desecrated your sanctuaries. So I made a fire come out from you, and it consumed you. And I reduced you to ashes on the ground in the sight of all who were watching. All the nations who knew you are appalled at you. You have come to a horrible end and will be no more. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, set your face against Sidon. Prophesy against her and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against you, Sidon, and among you I will display my glory. You will know that I am the Lord when I inflict punishment on you, and within you I am proved to be holy. I will send a plague upon you and make blood flow in your streets. The slain will fall within you and the sword against you on every side. Then you will know that I am the Lord. No longer will the people of Israel have malicious neighbors who are painful briars and sharp thorns. Then they will know that I am the sovereign Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. When I gather the people of Israel from the nations where they have been scattered, I will be proved holy through them in the sight of the nations. Then they will live in their own land, which I gave to my servant Jacob. They will live there in safety and will build houses and plant vineyards. They will live in safety when I inflict punishment on all their neighbors who maligned them. And they will know that I am the Lord their God. Hebrews 11, 17 through 31. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and so in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the application of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. Proverbs 27:15-16. A quarrelsome wife is like the dripping of a leaky roof in a rainstorm. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil with the hand. Okay, so we're working through in the book of Hebrews this, we're walking down the hall of faith, a famous little portion of scripture that actually is quite a beautiful recap of all of the stories, some of these main stories that we began at the beginning of the year in the book of Genesis and kind of worked our way forward. And so the writer is pointing out instances within the Hebrew scriptures, what we would call the Old Testament, where faith was this like irreplaceable component that held together the entire story. And so today we spend all of our time walking through more examples of faith from the Old Testament. So like, let's skim them. And we can see that this theme of faith is being pounded over and over and over and over again as the foundational piece in this context of the Hebrew people, like not the Mosaic law, but faith. And that's because the writer of Hebrews wanted to point out what was always right in front of their faces, but had somehow gotten obscured and remained unseen. And that is like an eye-opening moment when that happens in our lives, where it's always been right in front of our faces. This doesn't even have to be spiritual. Like, what we've known within us has always been right in front of our faces, and we're either unwilling or afraid to face it, or just can't see it because we're blinded. So today, we were told over and over, it was by faith. Right? So like, let's look at them. It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. It was by faith that Isaac promised blessings for the future to his sons, Jacob and Esau. It was by faith that Jacob, when he was old and dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and bowed in worship as he leaned on his staff. It was by faith that Joseph, when he was about to die, said confidently that the people of Israel would leave Egypt. It was by faith that Moses' parents hid him for 3 months when he was born. It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt not fearing the king. It was by faith that Moses commanded the people of Israel to keep the Passover and sprinkle blood on the doorposts so that the angel of death wouldn't kill their firstborn sons. It was by faith that the people of Israel went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground. It was by faith that the people of Israel marched around Jericho for 7 days and the walls came crashing down. It was by faith that Rahab the prostitute was not destroyed with the people in her city who refused to obey God. So that is intentional in the letter to the Hebrews. Like creating this list chronicling the faith of their ancestors. This isn't like a random thing, right? It was by faith begins every single one of these examples. And it really begins every single one of our examples. It's repeated for a reason. To lock it in, to make it clear, faith was and always will be the essential component in all of those stories, but in our story. And we've worked our way from Genesis to Joshua in this hall of faith, and we've seen that without faith, none of these stories, like none of these stories make it into the Bible without faith. Imagine what the Bible would look like if all of those examples that we read today were faithless people. I don't know what we would be reading. Maybe we would be reading other examples of people who did have faith. It would just be a completely different Bible. If faith was not the component in each of these people's lives, then the way scripture formed and the stories within scripture would be radically different stories. And that is the point. That is the point that's being made here by Hebrews. Faith always was, always will be what the essential ingredient of a life with God looks like. Without faith, we cannot please God. That is Hebrews 11. And in each of these biblical examples that we're going through, systematically, God responded to faith, which did not always mean like a smooth sailing road, like removal of the hardship. And we'll see them, like we'll conclude the Hall of Faith tomorrow and we'll see that a lot of these people did not have their hardships removed and did not get all of their expectations met, but faith changed everything for them. Because we all live by faith. That's the irony. We cannot possibly know for a fact all of the eventualities of our day, much less our lives. I hate that, by the way. I like predictability because predictability brings safety, right? A sense of safety. And we all are looking for security and a way to feel safe in our lives and in our skin. But we have to live by faith. that gives us the security we're looking for, and we're going to put our faith in whatever will make us feel safe. Our faith is in whatever our God is. Like, wherever your faith actually is, that is your God. So, let's think about this, because that is the intention that the writer of Hebrews is bringing forth, to consider again, what, who, where you have put your faith, because you have. We are all living by faith in something. What we see in the examples today is that when we put our faith in God, God responds. And so, Father, so often, like, these kinds of concepts, we take them for granted as if we've got this kind of sorted out because we believe you exist, because we believe in you. But do we have faith in your involvement in our lives at all? Like, if we really do the challenge today and consider where or in whom or in what we have placed our faith, we'll find all kinds of things. But ultimately, underneath it all, the base note of it all, is our faith in you or is it in us? Is our faith in you or is it in the structures that we depend on? Is our faith in you or is it in things that absolutely can and eventually will fail us? Holy Spirit, I mean, I confess I have put my faith in things that have failed me and trusted in things and in people that have failed me. And over the course of my lifetime, that has dashed and harmed and injured so much, so many, including my faith in you. And yet, where else is the sure place to stand? Because there isn't one. And our faith is in something, always. May it be true of us that our faith is in you alone. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app, our home base, the website and the app. And so get connected and stay connected to the journey that we are on. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there in the shop for the journey that we are taking together through the Bible this year, whether that be to go deeper in written resources or to go wider in things to wear and kind of sport your colors. So check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you profoundly, with absolutely all humility, grateful hearts here that we have been able to be here every single day for all of these years because the fire keeps burning. And that happens because we're in this together. And so thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, well, you can hit the hotline button in the app, no matter where you are in the world. If you prefer to dial, well, that might depend on where you are in the world, although you can use any of these numbers anywhere in the world. If you're in the Americas, 877-942-4253 is the number. If you are in the UK or Europe, 44-2036-088078 is the number to dial. And if you are in Australia or that part of the world, 613-882054. 5-9 is the number to call. And that is it for today. I'm Brian, and I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch, in case there's a giant lurking around the next corner. This one is based on 1 John 5:18. We know that anyone born of God does not practice committing sin, but the one who was begotten of God carefully watches over and protects him, and the wicked one does not lay hold on him or touch him. Here's your declaration. I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me. When I read that, it reminded me of the story of Job. There were many tragedies that fell on Job within a very short period of time. But every single one of them went through God's hands first. When he allows tragedy and sorrow and grief and pain into our life, it's because he has a redemptive plan in place for it. Sometimes we need to look beyond the suffering. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
This message is for Brave from New Jersey. Father, I lift her up to you right now. You know everything she is going through. She has stood fast, looking to you for help and guidance. Lift the burden off of her, Lord. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Father, I just come to you, lifting her up to your throne room and asking you to be with her and give her a peace that passes all understanding, even in the midst of this world's chaos. I thank you and I praise you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brave from New Jersey, hang in there. The Lord has never taken his eyes off of you. Amen.
Hey, Nancy from Nebraska. It's Sparky from Texas. And I heard your call for your grandson, and it breaks my heart. This young man is going through a lot, and I lost a lot of friends, and it can turn to a dark spot or it can turn to a light spot. Just keep loving him. And I want to pray with you and pray for your grandson. Father God, we ask that you be with this young man, help him to understand that this world is controlled by God. Father, help this young man to know that while it's controlled by God, there is an enemy that prowls. And there is an enemy that wants misery, defeat, depression, sadness, and anger to pump through you. Lord, as we lose friends, we sit there and we mull over it. We wonder what we could have done wrong, what we could have done right. Lord, I ask you to give this young man strength, and I ask you to give him godly friends. Friends that will lift him up. I ask that you help his grandmother and his parents to continue to lift him up and encourage him and tell them how much they love him. And Lord, continue to work your miracles. Help this young man to bless people's lives. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Gus from Canada. Just with a short prayer for Brave from New Jersey. Father, we lift our sister Brave up to you. Reminder that you are her refuge, her defender. Reminder that, as you promised, you will never leave nor forsake her. And I pray that you'll be strong and courageous. I pray you'll surround Brave and her daughters with your protection. I pray for that you give her wisdom, Lord, wisdom and favor and righteous counsel as she faces these attacks and claims against what she has built over the years. We pray that you establish the work of her hands, secure her home, and let no weapon formed against her to prosper. Lord, I pray that she will stand 10 toes down on Jesus, that her heart will be at peace, that her faith will be unshaken, and that she will know that you are with her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brave, keep your head up. Know that God is with you, and no matter what it looks like, you will overcome. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.